A confidential tip about a Maserati owner in Prince George dealing drugs led to the 2022 arrest of Quinn Alexander Davidson, who pleaded guilty June 9 in BC Supreme Court to possessing cocaine for the purpose of trafficking. He was operating in a dial-a-dope fashion, both utilizing workers and conducting drug deals himself, Federal Crown Prosecutor Mansi Kajuria told Justice Ronald Tyndale. Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of BC began the investigation in February 2022. RCMP officers searched provincial records and found four Maseratis located in Prince George, but only one matched Davidson's. Kajuria said in court that police conducted surveillance on 33-year-old Davidson for 17 days and even installed a tracker on his other vehicle, a Dodge Ram pickup truck. Undercover officers observed Davidson make 18 short-duration stops during the period, including several hand-to-hand exchanges consistent with drug trafficking. He also took a road trip to Vancouver and parked on or near Kiefer Street on March 28, 2022. 2 days later, after he returned to Prince George, RCMP officers arrested him after he made a short-duration stop with another individual who police later found with a small amount of cocaine. Armed with a search warrant, officers found a sealed brick of cocaine weighing just over a kilogram inside a gym bag at Davidson's house. The cocaine was 93% to 96% pure. Kajuria said the brick of cocaine was estimated to be worth between $26,000 and $133,200, depending on whether it would sold by the kilogram or gram by gram. She said officers also found a digital scale and a stack of Canadian bills totaling $10,000 in a dresser drawer. When police searched Davidson's iPhone and iPad, they found photographs depicting cocaine and firearms. There were several messages observed on the iPhone seized where Mr. Davidson negotiates the sales of cocaine, sometimes requesting that customers e-transfer him when they were short on cash, Kajuria told the court. She said he even boasted to one client that it was the best coke in the city. Tyndale ordered pre-sentencing reports, including one about Davidson's Indigenous heritage, and set August 19 as the next court date to schedule the sentencing hearing.